salmon fishing has been called off on the Columbia River because there aren't enough fish to catch. Scientists predicted that 250,000 salmon would leave the ocean and spawn this year in the river that divides Oregon and Washington state. But so far, only a couple thousand have returned. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Lee Garnett reports.
No one is more puzzled by this year's paltry salmon run than Bob Lahn. He's head of regional fisheries for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He spent most of his career studying these fish.
The wonderful thing about working with salmon is you can use the best science and there's still a bit of mystery.
Part of the mystery has to do with the life cycle of salmon itself. They're a difficult species to monitor. They hatch in freshwater rivers, migrate thousands of miles to the ocean, and then turn around several years later and head back upriver to spawn and die. Theories about the missing fish abound. Some biologists wonder if they've been thrown off schedule by unusual weather that's affected river temperatures. Others speculate the salmon's ocean habitat has declined and their food supply has suddenly become scarce. Conservationists and the fishing industry are convinced that the fish shortage stems from decisions made 4 years ago when there was a drought on the West Coast.
The basic problem here is caused by 2001 low flows.
Glenn Spain heads a group of commercial fishing associations. He recalls that federal officials declared a power emergency that year. They wanted to generate the most electricity possible, so they ran more water through the turbines for power generation. That meant less water was released through the spillways to help flush fish downriver. 2001 was also one of the biggest salmon runs ever. Spain says it was a missed opportunity to boost fish runs for years to come. But Bob Lahn disagrees with that scenario. He suspects that fish may have been netted in the ocean illegally, perhaps by trawlers from foreign countries.
You'd look at interceptions to explain what happened, but it's too early to say.
Lahn still holds out hope that somehow the salmon are still out there and are just late coming back. But this year, the salmon are facing another problem, hungry sea lions. Dozens of the marine predators have traveled 160 miles upstream to stake out the fish ladders at the Bonneville Dam. The ladders are like a watery staircase, allowing the fish to traverse the dam. The sea lions have figured out that salmon are easy to pick off when they enter the narrow openings up the ladders. But federal law also protects sea lions, so U.S. Army Corps of Engineers biologist Robert Stansel has resorted to fireworks to scare them away.
This is a screamer. So when the sea lion gets its head above water, we fire one of these off. You guys got your earplugs? It'll be loud. Ready? The idea is it's such a frightening noise and frightening experience that he won't want to come in here again.
Stansel estimates that sea lions ate about 4,000 salmon here last year. But that still doesn't come close to accounting for this year's missing fish. Given that last year's run was also short, only half the projected number, fish managers urgently want to figure out the mystery. The federal government estimates that it spent more than $3 billion over the past decade trying to restore Columbia River salmon. For NPR News, I'm Lee Garnett in Portland.